Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Every Monday on the show, we check in with one of our content mavens to bring you new recommendations. Books, movies, music, television, and this week, podcast. Time magazine has a new list of audio entertainment, including a legend and two faux casters, so to speak. Eliana Doctorman of Time magazine joins us. Hi, Eliana.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So looking at this list, it's really an interesting mix that you have on this list. Some old favorites, some new shows. When you were putting this list together, what was your criteria?
Honestly, it's a lot of what I've just been listening to on long walks, which has been a mix of trying to stay informed and keep up with the news, because we're at a place where we still kind of are craving updates every day to know how this crisis will evolve, but also things mostly to distract me and to make me feel, you know, a little bit cheerier right now while I'm on these long meandering walks to just get out of the house.
Now, it's interesting that you should say walks, because podcast listening is generally down across, and a lot of people think it's because of the lack of commutes. Do you have thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think that that's definitely part of it. You know, people tended to listen to podcasts on their way to work, whether that be on the subway or driving, and all of that time has just disappeared, as has the time we were, you know, waiting in the dentist's office and listening to a podcast, or sort of in between times like that. But I have found other times in my life where I'm craving some sort of distraction so my mind isn't just whirring around, and that includes, you know, walks to get out of the apartment, or, you know, times when I'm cooking, doing a lot more home cooking now. And so it's nice to have a podcast on during that time. So, you know, things like that to kind of distract ourselves a little bit and get a little happier in our daily lives.
Well, let's start with a comedy then. You have Oh Hello, the Podcast. And it's not a podcast, as the host like to say, it's a podcast. Tell us who our hosts are for the podcast.
Very nice pronunciation. It's Nick Kroll and John Mulaney playing these two characters that they have developed over the course of time on television and then on this Broadway show, Oh Hello, that ran through 2017, where they play these two crotchety old New Yorkers who really love tuna fish and hate just about everything and everyone else. And they are now doing a podcast for charity. And the podcast has kind of a weird concept. They are kind of making fun of true crime podcasts and saying that they're going to investigate the death of Princess Diana, but it takes all of these diversions and turns into them complaining about their own lives and sharing their own biographies.
Well, let's listen to a clip from Oh Hello, the Podcast. Let's take a listen.
It's good intro.
Yeah,
that was good work.
Today's show is sponsored by Jim Morrison's grave in Paris. Bored of going to the Louvre? Sick of eating baguettes? Done talking to Paris people about French stuff? Go visit Jim Morrison's grave.
That's right. Jim Morrison, a very fat army brat who became thin for a few years before becoming fat again, choking on his own vomit in Paris, currently buried in Paris. You may deface his grave, take a photo with it, or leave a Chianti bottle with too much wax dripping out of it. Jim Morrison's grave.
I got a hot take.
Yeah.
I almost miss Bush now.
One of the funniest things about this podcast is it's a send-up of podcasts.
Yes. So
like that was a total send-up that's a send-up of an ad. Like the ads that get dropped in for random things like sheets and whiskey and whatever.
Yeah, and I think for people who are really used to listening to podcasts, it's kind of this welcome relief because, you know, at a certain point, as someone who listens to a lot of podcasts, you start hearing the same like commercials over and over again with the same sort of intonations and cadences, and that is sort of what they're making fun of. Yeah.
Okay, that's the Oh Hello podcast. The rewatchables. This is so interesting. This is rewatching movies. Who are the hosts of the Rewatchables?
So the Rewatchables is a podcast from The Ringer, which is Bill Simmons's website, and it's a pop culture and sports site, and they've been making these podcasts for a couple of years now. And while a lot of pop culture podcasts have kind of struggled to figure out what they're going to cover right now, because movies and TV shows, all those productions are sort of grinding to a halt, this podcast has always been premised on looking back and talking about the movies that when you're just kind of mad dial flipping through TV and you see a movie that's one of your favorite, most rewatchable movies, you have to stop and keep watching it. And so those are the kinds of movies that they talk about. And it's a really great excuse to find movies that you can watch right now.
Now, so is it the kind of podcast where it's a bunch of friends sitting around talking, variety of podcasts, or like the film studies deep dive podcast?
I think that it's a little bit a combination of both. I mean, these are pop culture journalists and critics that we're talking about. So they have insights into why these movies are so good and rewatchable, mm-hmm. and you get a better understanding of that. But it's also very casual. They have these sort of arbitrary categories to assess the movies and what the why there's like a standout performance in the movie and things like that. So it's a lot of just kind of chatting about like, oh, it was really cool when this shootout happened in Heat, or I happen to love My Best Friend's Wedding because Julia Roberts is such a despicable character, but you can't take your eyes off of her through the whole movie kind of thing.
Well, let's listen to a clip. This is their discussion of John Carpenter's 1981 film Escape from New York, which everybody on the panel considers to be an important film in the B-movie category. Let's listen.
When you're watching this movie, when you're watching Escape from New York, you're watching a Western, you're watching a gangster movie, you're watching a war movie, you're watching mm-hmm. a prison heist, a heist movie and a prison break movie, and you're watching a dystopian movie that's on the level of like Mad Max and Road Warrior. Right. And it has the best sci-fi score, with the exception of Blade Runner, that I think I've ever heard.
So I'm curious, is it all popular culture movies, or do we get into any esoteric films?
I think it's mostly pop culture movies. I mean, there are occasional esoteric picks, but for the most part, it's kind of the movies that were either hits or have become cult hits since they came out. And sort of the movies that you will see playing over and over again on Showtime or TNT. Those movies that feel like, for lack of a better word, like real Hollywood movies with mm-hmm. big movie stars, which isn't necessarily something that we are getting right now in our normal lives. So it's nice to be reminded that there was a time when Brad Pitt and George Clooney and Julia Roberts were making these movies that we could all go see in theaters, but now we can watch them at home.
My guest is Eliana Doctorman, staff writer at Time Magazine. We're talking about their latest list of podcasts you might want to check out. So let's get into some podcasts with kids podcasts. And this one will delight kids and parents and maybe even grandparents, because it's from Julie Andrews. Tell me about Julie's library.
So Julie Andrews, who obviously is, you know, manifesting her best Mary Poppins self to bring this to us, is going through her own personal library of children's books with her oldest daughter, Emma Walton Hamilton. And they are, you know, taking turns reading children's books on this podcast. And they have published 30 children's books themselves. They're also going back to some classic books. And, you know, Julie Andrews has, as we all know, a lovely, beautiful voice that will calm any child. So it's sort of the perfect thing to turn on when you just need a few minutes to not be the one reading to your child or to answer some emails.
So let's take a listen. It's her, not just her reading stories. It's kind of a little bit old-timey radio in a way. Let's listen to a clip.
My absolute favorite spot in the library is our reading nook. It's the perfect place to snuggle in for story time.
With cozy pillows all around,
a glowing lamp shines its light on the pages.
There's a squishy rug under our feet.
And we like to save space in a comfy armchair for any friendly monsters that may drop in for a visit.
You never know.
So what is this age do you think this is aimed at, aside from grown women who love Julie Andrews?
Yeah, it's about for kids 10 and under. So younger children who, you know, they're reading the sort of like picture books, so obviously they can't read books that are too heavily dependent on pictures, it's all audio, that normally would be aimed at younger children.
You've got one called The Kids Are All Home, which is specifically geared towards kids at home during the pandemic. What do you like about this one?
So The Kids Are All Home is geared towards a slightly older demographic, kind of thinking about the elementary school and tween age kids. And it's really interactive in that Pineapple Street Media, which is making The Kids Are All Home, is actually soliciting podcasts from kids, made by kids, that they then cut together and play. And kids are sharing, you know, what they're doing at home to distract themselves, what snacks they're eating, what projects they're doing. And it can be a project for parents and kids to do together.
Well, let's take a listen to one of the projects they solicited. I think these are kids in the kitchen. Let's take a listen.
Before we enter the kitchen, we always have to wash your hands.
Today I'm going to be baking cinnamon baked donuts from a Food Network recipe.
Today we are learning how to make fruit soup.
Have you ever tried frosting on a hot dog?
It sounds weird. It sounds disgusting. But you never know if it's good or not if you don't try it.
Ingredients! Peanut butter and bananas.
Flour, sugar, baking powder, cinnamon, nutmeg, and salt.
One banana, seven grapes.
Eliana, that sounds like it's got a little bit of production value to it.
It definitely does. It is definitely adults cutting it together, I suspect, not the kids themselves, though there might be some burgeoning podcast producers out there among the young kids. But yeah, I mean, I think that it sort of brings these different voices together. And at the very least, even if you're not making a podcast yourself, listening to it might make you as a parent or your child feel a little less alone, because everybody's going through this and trying to find ways to not go completely stir crazy.
Let's get one in here for the history buffs. John Meacham's Hope Through History. It's new, from the Pulitzer Prize winning writer. What is Hope Through History about?
So Hope Through History looks at five specific challenging moments in American history: the 1918 flu, the Great Depression, World War II, the polio epidemic, and the Cuban Missile Crisis. And John Meacham, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning biographer, looks at these moments and sees how leaders and citizens reacted to them. And it's supposed to serve as a little bit of a blueprint for how we can persevere through this moment ourselves.
There's another one called Revolutions, a history podcast. That's been around for a while. Why did you want to put it on your list?
So Revolutions is something that I happen to turn to because I watched this great movie while we're recommending things. Death of Stalin is on Netflix. Very good movie. I realized after I watched it that I didn't know that much about Russian history. So I started looking through history podcasts I kind of dipped in and out of before for more information on Russian history. And Revolutions, which covers revolutions across history, they've done a series on the American Revolution, the French Revolution, the Haitian Revolution. The host, Mike Duncan, is currently doing the Russian Revolution. And these are incredibly in-depth episodes. I think it took him 22 episodes just to finally introduce Lenin. So these have been eating up a lot of my time in a moment where I feel like a little bit proud of myself for learning something new while I'm trying to, you know, find ways to distract myself.
That one sounds really interesting. I understand why you went down that rabbit hole. Okay, in our last minute or so, The Weeds from Vox Media. It's an old timer by podcast standards, and it's super wonky. Why did you decide to put it on your list in these times?
So The Weeds, at least for me, as not a total policy wonk, has always been a little bit inaccessible because they really delve into politics and policy, as the name suggests, into the weeds. But right now, they're doing a lot of amazing analysis of things like how we are going to start up the economy again, the proposed, the proposals for easing social restrictions, what the practicalities of that are, and interviewing people who can really tell them about that. And that's been so helpful to really actually get into the weeds of that information, because I feel like I'm armed with that information. I have more realistic expectations for when this is all going to end.
Eliana Doctorman is a staff writer for Time Magazine. As always, it was a pleasure to have you, Eliana. Thank you for sharing your reporting.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.